So here's the question of the day. Do those boxes gathering dust in your self-storage unit spark joy, or they cause you stress when you think about them? Let's unpack the pros and the cons of using self-storage and explore more efficient ways to deal with your stuff.
Welcome to the Ask Ralph podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Ralph makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Financial Friday show. I am so glad you chose to join us. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting the program. I'm coming to you from the Estep Farm in the beautiful Saju Accounting Studio. Let me put on my podcaster hat and put down those overalls, and let's push that adding machine to the side, and let's get into some financial wisdom from a Christian perspective. As always, I'm guiding you on your journey towards financial freedom. Today, we're tackling an area many folks struggle with, and that's dealing with too much stuff. I personally have too much stuff. Specifically, we're analyzing whether self-storage units are really our friend or just another money pit. Don't forget to subscribe to the show and join our email list. You do that at AskRouthPodcast.com. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about umbrella insurance. What is it, and do I really need it? Well, let's start with today's relevant Bible verse. It comes to us from the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 20, and it says this: "The wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down." As we discuss self-storage today, let's think about how we can apply wisdom in storing our possessions. While self-storage can provide a convenient place to stash our extra belongings, the truth is, folks, those monthly rental fees sure do add up. Not to mention the hassle of carting those things to a storage locker and back. But before we dismiss self-storage completely, let's explore when it could come in handy. I really believe there are some times when it makes sense. For example, if you're in between moves, my wife and I had this situation a few years back. Maybe you're renovating your home or holding items for estate purposes. Short-term self-storage can be useful. If you're downsizing to a smaller home, self-storage lets you keep sentimental items you're not ready to purge. However, and this is the honest to God truth, too often I see folks using self-storage as a dumping ground year after year for things they likely will never use, or they're avoiding the difficult decision about their possessions. I guess they figure it's out of sight, out of mind, right? So before signing a self-storage contract, you need to prayerfully consider why you need the extra space and how long you realistically need it. This is the time to apply some godly wisdom. If self-storage still makes sense in your situation, I want to give you 5 tips to help you save money. And this is tip number 1. The first thing you want to do is take inventory of what you're storing. Do you really need to keep most of it? Or are you better off to donate or sell what you can first? That really is the question. Do you really need to keep most of it? Or are you better off to donate or sell it before you even move it to the storage locker? Let's look at number 2. And that's compare self-storage unit sizes and rates in your area. You also can look for some move-in specials. Do some homework, folks. Look and see if there's a smaller unit that would meet your needs. Maybe that means you're going to have to pack it more tightly. But if you're really using it for short-term storage and you're not going to get to it, then packing that unit tight and using a smaller unit really might make the most sense. Number 3, avoid climate control units if you don't need them. Most of the time, regular units are cheaper, and they'll meet the need that you have. Now, if you have stuff that can't be exposed to cold or hot, well, then you're going to have to look at that climate-controlled unit. Number 4, pay for several months up front to get a discount. Most of these places will offer a discount if you pay them up front. But here's the key, folks. You better set a calendar reminder so you don't accidentally auto-renew your lease. Number 5, buy your own lock. I know that might sound silly, but rather than renting one from the facility, over years, that really does add up. Okay, well, maybe you've realized self-storage doesn't work for your situation anymore. Maybe you've decided, you know what, Ralph? I really don't need this. You might ask yourself, why am I hanging on to this stuff anyway? Is it an obligation? How about, is it insecurity over getting rid of stuff? Or do you have that fear of regretting letting something go? I've certainly struggled to declutter for those reasons myself. But to be honest with you, my wife is the opposite of that. My wife is great about keeping the clutter down. But the truth is, folks, holding on to possessions we don't need weighs us down. It weighs us down both spiritually and financially. So here are some alternatives to using those prolonged self-storage units. And the first one is this: display or store sentimental items in your home. Even a few small decorative boxes can hold years worth of keepsakes. You don't need that big unit if you're just doing a few things. Another thing you could do is take photos of valuable items, then donate or sell them. The memories remain without the storage costs. You may never use those items, so if you have a photo of them, you go back and look at those with fondness, but then donate or sell them. Another thing you can do is give special possessions to family or friends who will treasure them and share the stories about those items. For heirlooms, distribute between family members now instead of burdening one person later. One of the things that when my mother passed away a year ago, my sister's still going through all the stuff in the house. You know, another thing you can do is invest in digitizing documents like photos, videos, and downsizing physical media like DVDs. So much of that can be stored online these days. Now, just make sure you've got a backup so you don't lose those items. Well, before we wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. You do that at AskRoutPodcast.com. There you can leave us a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. While you're there, make sure you join our email list so we can send you our daily email with what's going on with the show. And the other thing you can do there is you can schedule a consultation with me if there's a specific item that you would like to talk about. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do today. If you know someone who's using or considering using self-storage services for their stuff, please share this episode with them. Maybe this will allow them to think through that process and also show the show in general with them. Maybe they can find some good information. Well, wrapping up today's Ask Route podcast on self-storage, the bottom line is that regular use over years is likely an unwise money suck. That's just a blunt truth. But when used intentionally for a defined time frame, self-storage can ease transitions in life. I've used them myself when you're moving from house to house. But here's the thing. Seek God's wisdom in discerning your personal possessions purpose going forward. Visit AskRoutePodcast.com for the show notes with action steps as we talked about on today's topic. And like I said, please share this topic with others who may benefit. Together, let's master our finances and live abundantly. So as I always say, stay financially savvy and may God bless you and have a great Friday.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.